Currently underway in Prague is the 9th World Shakespeare Congress, a six-day event that brings some 600 literary historians and other scholars to the Czech capital. It was jointly organized by the National Theatre and Charles University and is entitled Renaissance Shakespeare, Shakespeare Renaissances. I caught up with one of the local Congress organizers, Charles University's Professor Martin Prochaska, and asked him about the highlights so far, what significance the Congress has for Charles University, and what its mission is.
The World Shakespeare Congress is a worldwide gathering of Shakespeare specialists, theater historians, I would say culture historians, and literary scholars and historians, dealing not only in Shakespeare but also Elizabethan age, early modern time, theater, but also about adaptation and appropriations of Shakespeare in contemporary world.
And Prague is currently hosting the 9th edition of this Congress. So far, what were some of the highlights and what were some of the interesting guests?
I think the most interesting lecture, and I am proud of it, was the lecture of our best Shakespeare translator, Professor Martin Hilsky. Apart from that, we had a lecture by Stanley Wells, who is now a doyen of Shakespeare studies, who has written about 40 books on Shakespeare. And today we have a very interesting lecture by Janet Sears, who is a Canadian black dramatist, about adaptations of Shakespeare. She herself made an adaptation of Othello, which is called Harlem Duet.
And I believe there's two local organizations or institutions who are hosting this, the National Theatre and then Prague Charles University. I was wondering, how important and is it for Charles University to host such international events? How can you benefit from it as an institution?
We benefit from it greatly because we have common programs with some universities who contribute to this Congress, I mean by speakers or by arranging seminars, etc. And of course, it's making Charles University visible in global terms because we have guests from all 5 continents, you know. We have, I would say, speakers from best universities like Harvard, for instance, or Oxford. Right, so all this is extremely important, as it was, of course, acknowledged by our rector or vice chancellor, Professor Hampel, who spoke at the opening.
And tomorrow is the last day of this Congress. Can you tell me a bit about what we can expect tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have a plenary, which is a kind of conversation between Czech theater people, I mean director and literary advisor, then Georgian, quite famous director Robert Struva, and an American professor who was for a long time a chair of International Shakespeare Association. It will be about Shakespeare and staging Shakespeare mainly under communism.
That was Professor Martin Prochaska talking there about the World Shakespeare Congress.